Good morning. With high pressure overhead, the combination of clear skies and light winds overnight has produced very cold readings this morning across interior New York and New England, with most places well down in the 20s with some lower 30s. A few exceptions in the lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England with a few clouds. Temperatures are up into the 30s to around 40. With that same area of high pressure in control, today we'll have brilliant sunshine from the beginning of the day right on through the afternoon. And while temperatures will climb, it'll still fall well short of average, with highs staying in the middle to upper 40s. Later on tonight, clear skies will allow temperatures to drop back down toward freezing before some clouds roll in from the west. This batch of clouds, along with some moisture and a weak impulse of energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, may produce a few light and spotty rain showers or snow showers in the mountains. Elsewhere, we could see a little bit of mixed precipitation by first thing tomorrow morning. And with the emphasis on light and spotty, we could still see a few problems for the morning drive tomorrow in terms of slippery travel, with temperatures pretty close to freezing. We'll have a quick turnaround, though, as we go through the early morning period tomorrow and in the afternoon, with a mix of sun and clouds back up into the lower 50s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a big storm moving off the plains and into the Great Lakes. This storm system will pull in a lot of milder air our way for Halloween. Temperatures will be climbing all night long on Wednesday night, and into Thursday we'll see them climb through the 50s and up toward the 60-degree mark. Along with that increasing southerly wind, we'll have moisture drawn in as well, and cloud cover will be quite extensive on Halloween, with the development of showers likely by late in the day. With any luck, trick-or-treat time, we'll just see some scattered showers. The best chance of a steadier rain will be across the northern part of New York and New England. The steadiest rain for all of us, though, will be overnight Thursday night and into the day on Friday, followed by increasing sunshine on Friday afternoon. It'll be windy on Friday, with temperatures back into the middle and upper 60s. Behind this system, we'll have a steady cool down through the weekend, with highs on Saturday in the 50s, then back into the upper 40s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings are out for the Colorado Rockies, and winter weather advisories and freezing rain advisories have been issued for the northern high plains. Another 5 to 10 inches of snow is expected today across the mountains of Colorado, with 3 to 5 more inches in the Wasatch of Utah. Meanwhile, areas of freezing drizzle will continue east of the Laramie Range into the Nebraska Panhandle, causing difficult travel in these locations. And out ahead of this storm, the Storm Prediction Center has outlined a slight risk of severe thunderstorms today from southwestern Oklahoma into western parts of Texas and the southern plains of Texas for the possibility of wind and hail. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Cayman Brac in the Cayman Islands at 3 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Williamtown, Australia at 12:19 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 16 degrees with a northeast wind at 3 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 29 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 29 degrees, the dew point 21, 72% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.44 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Edinburgh, Texas, to a low of 12 at Big Fork, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the lower 50s, Boston mostly sunny near 50, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 56 degrees, the low 30, the average temperature 43, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2 inches even for the month and 38.32 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees, the average low, 36. The record high, 77, set in 1946, and the record low, 19, in 1969. Sunrise this morning is at 7:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:52 p.m., 10 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, but cool today with highs in the mid-40s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of light snow or spotty mixed precipitation by morning and lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny but cool today with highs near 50. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of a few rain showers by morning and lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny but cool today with highs in the middle to upper 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of light snow or spotty mixed precipitation by morning and lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny but cool today with highs in the upper 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of light rain showers or spotty mixed precipitation by morning and lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunny but cool today with highs in the upper 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of light rain showers or spotty mixed precipitation by morning and lows in the lower to mid 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning clouds followed by increasing sunshine in the lower 50s, cloudy on Halloween with scattered showers developing by evening, and a steadier rain overnight into Friday morning. Highs on Thursday around 60, mid to upper 60s on Friday with increasing sunshine and wind. Sunshine giving way to clouds with a late day shower on Saturday, upper 50s, 40s, breezy and cooler on Sunday, and mostly sunny in the 40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.